dictionary.
Did she win like a spelling bee or something?
Yes. Wow. It starts out as dictionary. That's how it started.
Yeah. I thought it was a good idea. Evidently, I was wrong.
Uh-huh. You failed.
To change the levels?
Yeah.
I changed them up a bit because the last couple of podcasts we have been exceptionally quiet.
Oh, yeah. Especially since, you know, it's good that we're sitting down, though, individually.
Yeah. I think the chairs helps. I decided since we're in the kitchen already, we should probably just grab them.
Yeah.
Yeah, good I moved idea. A little bit closer. I realized how loud I was.
That's okay, I think, because I can always turn it down later.
I just don't want to, like, you know, make it, oh, what was that?
Probably
I'm
my dad coming
I'm very sure
home.
Your neighbors are, like, doing drugs and are probably going to shoot someone.
That would make sense. Apparently, who on this unit before was making meth. So that would be believable.
Okay. Would you
sense.
Consider your apartment very methy when you bought it?
If I was gay Michael Jackson, or Samuel L. Jackson, yeah.
Gay Michael Jackson?
You know. Because he had the lisp. Get it?
Had lisp.
Kingsman.
So, I learned something scary today. Or not today, but like a while ago. So, I have a little skinny gas receipt over my Kinect. Okay?
Okay.
Like over the camera that you can easily see. Over the Kinect 2, that is. The Xbox One version.
Okay.
So as I'm like, I just cover it because I never use the video and I hardly ever use hand gestures because the voice gestures are so much better.
Right.
So, and I, you know, I change and it's my apartment, whatever, you know?
Right.
And, so I realized one day I was like, huh, it sensed my hand. That's weird. Let me go in the Kinect sensor because you can see what different levels it can see.
Right.
Like a video and then night vision, which is the infrared thing.
Right, and then distance.
Yeah, and then distance. Well, I discovered as soon as I turned to infrared, I don't want to be very specific in this, but I just got out of the shower and I dried off and
your
I was
dick
current.
Was hanging out.
Yes.
And it was perfectly lined up with the sensor of the Kinect.
Well, no, not necessarily, because that's, like, up to my chest.
They thought your dick? Dick was doing the hand gesture.
Yeah, like well, anyways.
I just gave him an opportunity to talk about how big his dick was, and he was like, oh, no, not that tall.
No, no, but then, like, it would be, like, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It was really long.
Windmilling it. It was windmilling it.
Impressive.
So, yeah.
And then it picked it up as a gesture control. It thought you were changing the volume. Oh, man.
Yeah, but so that happened, and I dropped the towel to change, and like it noticed a gesture. So I'm like, why did it notice a gesture? So I did infrared to see if it could see through my receipt. As soon as I changed it, I could see myself completely naked. It turns out that the Kinect has two sensors, one which is the video camera, and right next to it is a sensor
and
that's
you were
built
only
in.
Covering the video camera.
Yes.
Darn, I was really hoping that infrared could see through receipt paper for some reason.
It, I don't know about receipt paper because that receipt paper is thermal paper.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Interesting.
That's how you film porn, kids.
Well, no, it's really interesting because old video cameras that had night vision, they outlawed them because the way they developed night vision with that.
We press the power button on there.
Yeah. You could see through very thin clothing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, my parents actually had a, that sounds really weird, but they had a older video camera to cassette style.
Okay,
camera.
Yeah, I used to have one of those.
And, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, I remember, I think Modern Warfare 2 gave out night vision goggles with their...
Oh, yeah!
With their, like, Legendary Edition or whatever.
I forgot about that. I'm really curious about what Halo 5 is.
Yes, but it's don't tell
Master
me anything, because I don't know anything about it.
It's about Master Chief.
It's
except
out.
So far, apparently, has a really cliche storyline.
And it's got Master Chief in
it's
it.
It's got Master Chief.
Fact. Okay, I'm not gonna say fact. Anything about it. All right. But, no, I'm curious about the Legendary Edition is what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I am too,
because they haven't announced
Halo 4 did not have a Legendary Edition.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, I was finally ready. I was like, yes, I can afford a Legendary Edition. I'm gonna buy one. No Legendary Edition.
I've had all the Legendary Editions that they've made.
I haven't had any of them, and I cry all the time about it.
I cry all the time.
Yeah, we made musical videos, which are currently hidden on our YouTube channel right now.
Ooh.
So I'm going to splice down and
fix
have our musicalness.
I learned something about that. Apparently, Twitch videos, the past ones,
mm-hmm.
the ads are in HTML5, but not the actual videos.
Yes, unless you're on an iPhone device, in which case the video is HTML5. The only way you can get HTML5 is if you are on an iOS device. No idea why.
What?
But because I was working, well, the Twitch Switch app, I think you Twitch knew Switch. About that. That I wanted to use HTML5 for that, and I could only do it on the Safari on iOS. But I could not do it on the rest of everything else.
I guess because it's a more popular device.
I guess, but it seems like once you get it one place, you could get it on all places.
Of course.
I don't know. But my pay grade. So, Nikki, how was your day?
Oh, it was lovely. I got switched to another school again.
Oh, yippee.
At least this one's not 30 minutes away.
Well, think about all the driving you get to enjoy. And the music that you get to listen to while you drive.
We're going to have this at an after-dinner conversation. I'm going to slap the shit out of you because
Domestic violence shouldn't be recorded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of violence and children and all that kind of stuff, I forgot about this.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's a good thing I didn't... I wrote this down because I would have forgotten about this. There was a guy who had some type of degenerative disease or something like that. And
I'm just kidding.
No, ended up not being able to move parts of his body.
Okay.
And he ended up slowly turning into a paraplegic type thing and falling into a coma.
Okay.
He was in a coma for 12 years.
And he woke up and the first thing he said is, "I want a Pepsi."
What the?
No, you never heard that? That was like everybody in third grade said that joke. Or story. They believed it was real, myself included. Anyway, sorry.
Okay.
Coma for 12 years.
That sounds familiar, but yes, the guy's in the coma for 12 years, but he was awake.
Oh, locked-in syndrome is what that's called.
Yeah. And he was like, well, I'm stuck here. I might as well, think about things. And that slowly improved his cognitive ability, and now he can, walk and talk and stuff now.
Awesome.
But during that time, he could hear everything. He was stuck in a wheelchair as a paraplegic after he was after he came out of the coma, he's alive. And, then they took him to a nursing home and they were rude to him and stuff. They jammed spoons into his teeth and all that kind of stuff. His mom, his own mother, sat down next to him and told him a couple times that she wishes he was dead.
Wow, man, that's shitty.
She wishes he would just die. So, that's not a burden on them anymore. I'm like,
wow, man.
That's messed up.
Yeah, no, that's shitty.
Yeah, there was a House episode about locked-in syndrome.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I've watched every House episode.
I'm in the last, 10 episodes of season 8, and this would be the second time I've watched it all through binge-watching.
Oh, my God. I wish I could binge-watch like you do.
Working from home helps.
I have so many shows I want to finish watching,
Game of Thrones is on my list, sort of.
Why don't you binge watch Game of Thrones?
Because I'm currently binge watching House.
That premiere was fantastic.
I'm sure it was.
Let me tell you.
I was enjoying the table
Team
by myself.
Targaryen.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know who that is.
That's Bae.
Bae?
Yeah.
Is that Khaleesi?
My future wife.
Yeah. Yeah, she can be Bae.
Did
That's
you say
okay.
Khaleesi?
I said Khaleesi.
They said Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Policia.
It's Khaleesi.
I kind of want to put a picture of Daenerys' head inside of a police car. Just be like, Khaleesi.
In a police uniform? Yeah.
No,
I like it.
No, that's not. She's too hot. She's super
saying
hot.
Police officers can't be hot?
No, I'm saying that.
You jobbist.
I'm saying that I don't need that in my life.
Oh, they would be hotter, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet damn.
Got a thing for authority figures, apparently.
We don't even know where Nikki's sexuality is anymore now.
Toasterkin? Wolfkin?
Toasterkin, yeah.
Robotkin?
I'm sexually attracted to toasters.
Interesting.
I feel like we need a support group. Just like, hi, my name's Nikki. I'm sexually attracted.
Man, I saw another real life scenario, somebody being ridiculous about their sexuality.
Oh no.
I don't remember. It was something on Facebook.
Oh no.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm Blinderkin.
Are you just making this shit up?
Probably.
Oh God.
Stupid. It's the people. Special snowflake syndrome. Shit happens.
She used my term.
It's a good term. I like that.
Other people use that term.
Really?
Yes. Even people on Tumblr use that term.
Oh, I remember. I was at Publix and the cash register guy was talking about Tumblr, but it wasn't. This was a different thing. This was a different thing. But he was talking about Tumblr with his like bagging friend. They were talking about Tumblr stuff.
Would you say that they were bagging on them?
Are you gonna tell
No, us they were talking Tumblr about stuff? Like experience of them using Tumblr. I don't even remember. Oh, I wasn't gosh. It was stuff that was like above my level of intelligence, or I guess below my level of intelligence.
I can tell you from experience, sir, there are some people I like on there. Like, I talk to some people like on a daily basis.
I had a Tumblr blog at one point.
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And my Tumblr blog had comments and stuff. And like
I actually talked to
reblogs
a lot. I know. I just looked at my hello, my name is Alduin.
My blog
it's
name.
It's got like 1,000 notes on it. Like, I have this whiteboard. And it says, hello, my name is, like, one of those stickers. And I drew Alduin on it, and he's like, fuck you, mortals!
Mine was, congratulations, it's a blog.
Congratulations, it's a blog.
I can tell Austin was very thrilled about that name.
I'm the bitch in Khaleesi, so.
When I was at work today, I clocked in at 11. And I have lunch at 3.
Okay.
As soon as I clocked in, someone was like, hey, I need you to install blah, blah, blah on a customer's computer. I was helping them out from the moment I clocked in till lunch. And then I came back and had to help them out again till 5.
So the majority of your day was helping this one person?
Yeah. And it wasn't even solved. Because they have third-party ITs that don't give a shit.
Ah, like in India.
No, it was a person our age, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people our age don't give a shit about stuff, so that does make sense.
But yeah, that's a thing, but it just drained me so much that today, like, I leave work at 8, and it was around 7:30-ish, I fell asleep. And I was asleep till like 5 minutes before 8, and I woke up. I look at the computer, I'm like, oh no, did anyone call?
Yeah, like last Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, you fell asleep at work.
Yeah, I fell asleep in the chair. I was just on my laptop and my Chromebook on something. So, like, it was closed, and my fingers really weird, and my neck was all craned. I woke up, I'm like, oh, what's going on?
I want a Pepsi.
I don't want a Pepsi.
Yeah, like last Saturday when you fell asleep before the stream.
You're not allowed to like go home.
You're really hard to wake up.
You're the worst to wake up.
We should like install one of those vibrating bed things that's an alarm. You haven't seen those? Where it like vibrates the whole bed to wake you up?
I actually have a smart mattress now. Or I'm going to have one soon.
How soon?
I don't know.
Wasn't our doc supposed to ship last month? What the fuck happened with that?
He is finishing up. He's about to ship them.
Okay, cool. I want my dog.
What?
Me and him got docks for our phones.
Dogs.
Dogs, yeah, we got dogs. For the new house we're getting.
We got doxed.
No dogs. Dude. I was just like...
And they're the ones with the loudest bark. Whatever.
Oh, so it's Nico.
Yeah.
I just got done, like, making their food and stuff, because my mom's like, please feed them. Like,
is that what she sounds like?
Yeah.
She even do that.
So the dogs... The dogs are, like, running around, bouncing all over the place, barking at me. And I say, dogs, I really need Nico. My baby does not bark at all.
Totally disagree.
Unless he's, like, got strangers around or he's barking with Nico at something outside. Nico's the only one that barks.
He just barks first. Connor follows.
But, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I flipped out. We also found out that our cat waits until the dogs have their food to start eating her food. And that's kind of the cutest thing I've
that's
ever
really
seen
sweet.
Ever.
My cat and my sister's dog used to fight over their food. And so my cat would go and grab food. And then she would shake her head really fast so that she threw food all over the house so that she could go around and eat the pieces without the dog stealing her food. Smart cat.
Yeah, I had two boxers, and Duke the younger male would wait for Duchess the older female, who's getting really, really old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He would wait for her to start eating, so he wouldn't finish and leave her alone.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I think we need 80 cats.
How about one cat?
Let's just get 8 of them.
To answer the smart bed question, August.
August, okay.
8 cats.
I should be getting my flashlight.
But I like them.
Just one. 8 of them. Let's just get one of them.
Let's just get 8.
8's a lot of hair.
I know.
Like, 1's a lot of hair. 8 is really a lot of hair.
I want to die from suffocating in cat hair.
No.
Let's also note, I'm deathly allergic to cats.
No, my dad's deathly allergic to cats.
Really?
He's bad. Like, he wouldn't even be able to go into your house. Like, you know how you can't, like, if she lays on your bed or whatever, it really bothers you?
Yeah.
He, like, can't even walk in your house without dying.
That's like my cousin. My cousin's, like, deathly allergic to cats.
Yeah, actually, I have a cousin like that, too. But she has Crohn's disease, I think.
Oh.
And that's why, I think that's related to why she's so allergic to cats.
My other cousin has Crohn's disease. Shit.
So the one allergic to cats?
No.
Oh.
Google Crohn's disease?
Yes. Chrome wow. Ultron.
Speaking of Ultron, that comes out at the beginning of next month.
It does, and I'm very excited.
I'm so excited.
And anyway, and that's when the doctor told me it was contagious.
Kittens. Let's get 8 kittens.
Contagious kittens?
Yes! Yes, I want cats! I want so many cats!
I wish this was a video podcast so you could see the stares on her face as Nikki somethings. I don't
cries
remember.
Over cats. I've never had a cat in my life. And
except
I
right now?
It. Yeah. I've always wanted a cat. But
well, now you have a cat. Congratulations.
I want more!
I'm you know, this is probably going to be what she's like with kids, Austin. She's going to have one kid, and he's like, I want another kid. And then I want like 5 kids, and then 6. No. And then before you know it, you're going to be on 21 and counting.
No. I don't like kids. Kids annoy me. If I had 20 kids running around, I already have 20 kids running around and I want to flip out.
See, I'm so good with kids. I love kids.
Well, aren't you special?
I guess. Sort of.
We have a kid, you can hold on to them until they're like 10.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Because like, ugh. They're like, how do you feel about kindergarten and first?
What grade do you teach now? Or
second and third.
Second and third, okay.
I still want to flip out, but...
Well, you know, germs and stuff. You're building your immune system as an adult.
It's just they irritate me sometimes. It's like...
To be fair, you are kind of easily irritated.
Yeah.
I hate everyone.
Shut up.
Except Austin.
Except Austin.
Shut up.
I hate him.
Austin feels otherwise, though.
No, I shared that picture. It's just like, I wanted to write a list of the people I hate, but I decided to use a picture instead. It's a world map.
Oh, smart.
So, also in our Facebook adventures, Joey's an actual anime character.
Oh, yeah, I am. We'll post that in the link dump. My anime me picture. I almost set up my profile picture.
Big-ass umbrella.
I wanted to put it on Instagram, but it was too much work, so I gave up.
It's so funny, though.
I did look like an anime character.
You totally did. I want
that should be our next shoot. We should all do anime characters. Like, ridiculous real-life anime that isn't real-life anime. It's, like, almost anime.
Makeup.
Where am I going to get a hold of an outfit that's not an actual outfit, and it's just, like...
You don't...
Your sister's clothes.
No. Get, like,
that's
big umbrellas
an anime thing, like...
and, I don't know, what other things animes have. I don't know. I don't watch anime, really. I watch, like, 2.
Chicks with skanky armor or outfits. That's pretty much it.
Sure. Yeah. We can find those or make them.
Oh, or one of the school uniforms. It's like...
That's an anime thing. Like, the pigeon anime dating simulator?
That's, like, the epitome of anime things.
Yeah. Moment of silence for the dearly departed.
As you laugh.
We're laughing about the dearly departed. Oh, I meant dearly farted.
Dearly defarted.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
How is one defarted? Does that mean like...
It's kind of like being deflated, but only with gas. I'm making this up as I go along.
But farting is the act of relieving gas, what would defarting be?
It's kind of like, have you heard of like shotgunning smoke?
Spontaneous.
It's like
combustion.
Shotgunning smoke with your butthole and farts.
Pooping back and forth what? Forever?
Yes, pooping back and forth forever.
Here.
What's this?
It's a sticker you didn't take off.
Oh, thank you. I was trying to take that off and I couldn't get it off.
Are you for real?
I don't really have nails.
I don't either.
You got more nails than I do. Mini pants.
Joey, I'm going to fight you after this podcast.
We should record that.
Go get some kush from the neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't get it.
Kush is weed.
I know that, but I don't get the joke.
I don't know, because didn't we establish that my neighbors are drug dealers?
I know, but why were we going to fight and get it?
Because.
Oh, that's a very good question. I don't know.
I'm small and I want to fight everything.
Yeah, but what did the kush have to do with the being small and wanting to fight everything?
Because I'm a gangster.
Duh. Oh. Yeah, Austin's got a gun. I bet my sister has some gold.
Yeah! Done.
You already got a hoodie on. I mean, it's a cheerleading hoodie, but it's a hoodie. So you got that.
I bet you $5 your neighbors are smoking weed. I bet you.
Yeah, man, that's the third time a seagull hit me in the crotch.
Seagull or seagull?
Seagull.
I guess we shouldn't take you to the beach anymore?
Yeah, probably a good idea. Yeah, we went to the beach last weekend. That was the thing. We had a really awesome stream last weekend, too.
Yeah.
We sang.
Singing in Cards Against Humanity and cameras and tables and we need a bigger office. Dirty water. Yeah.
And dinner at 5 in the morning.
Dinner at 5 in the morning. Yeah, that was kind of annoying.
I fell asleep on the floor.
You did.
The concrete floor outside.
On the ground.
With the towel.
And we got in the hot tub for like 11 minutes.
Yeah. While we were waiting.
While we
for
boiled
water
on a gas grill, which didn't exactly work.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's just a clusterfuck of a night. You just need to get your microwave and your stove plugged in, please.
The microwave's plugged in. The stove isn't.
The microwave's plugged in?
Yeah.
But it's sitting on your stove.
It still works.
Oh my God, Joy.
What?
I'm going to slap you.
It's not like I can put the microwave up myself. I got to like drill holes and...
Yeah, no shit.
And align things. And there's a handyman for that.
Speak for yourself, Nikki.
Have a handyman come out and do it.
Well, it was supposed to come yesterday and today and I'm pretty sure last Friday.
You have shitty handyman.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
And then the washer and the dryer was supposed to be in...
I feel like every person that you've hired to, like, fix this condo has really sucked.
Well, he's really good when he's here. He's the one who saved everything after the first guys we fired. But he's on, like, Mexican Standard Time. And...
Mexican Standard Time?
Yeah, they come whenever they want.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. Shows up, like, 4 days later. Yeah, I said tomorrow. That's not how that works.
Jeez.
Yeah, washer, dryer.
You need some Angie's List up in this bitch.
Yeah, apparently the CEO stepped down today. I don't know why or about anything. I saw it on like a little sidebar on Facebook, but yeah.
Interesting.
That place is kind of screwed up anyways.
I've never
really
used it.
It's really fucked up. It's like, what?
Are you going to offer it?
Well, you have to pay for a subscription for... companies to basically advertise, hey, we're the best. It's like, that's stupid.
Well, not only that.
Home Advisor's supposed to be free.
But it's supposed to be like a Rate My Professor type thing so people can complain about businesses.
Right.
But it's also an advertisement space, so you've got conflicting reviews.
Yeah, you know, reviews are a very interesting thing because in most cases, people only review... things
when
if things
angry.
Go bad. Uh-huh. If you have a fantastic experience, you expect that and you're not going to think to review.
Yeah.
You have a bad experience, you want to go review and let everybody know. So you can only kind of take those reviews into so much of an account.
Yeah, of course. And like I went to, I go to Chick-fil-A, I used to go every morning, but now I've like separated out. But when I go to Chick-fil-A, it's like there's been a couple times where I would order something and I don't get it right.
Right.
I remember those times, but all the other times they get it right, I can't remember a single event, like, specifically.
Right, or you have one bad sandwich. I remember Jimbo's Barbecue.
Okay.
Probably my favorite barbecue place. Loved eating there. I had one bad experience where I decided to order, like, the ham instead, and it was, like, green and slimy. But I didn't realize till I get to work. Yeah. Ew. And so, like, yeah, I went from eating there like twice a week to eating, not eating there for like 3 months because that one bad experience ruined it for me. I go and eat there again now, though, so it's okay.
No.
Yeah, they are still good.
Now, I find that's also the same thing when it comes to like apartment or house hunting.
Yeah.
So people will complain about everything. But, and then you see the reviews. This place is wonderful. I've lived here forever. It's advertising.
Right.
Or not even advertising, but I could say wonderful things about Trinity.
Yeah.
You know, the city I live in. But it's, I don't know. Like, I could say good things about it. Of course, there's bad things. But I feel that neither are appropriate to talk about so far because I've only lived there not long. Like right. 8 months.
Yeah. Well, 8 months is pretty long time. You can have majority.
I mean, I've lived here for a month. I can already accurately reflect how I feel about this fine establishment that I live in.
No, you definitely can.
Yeah. Man, and I don't know who it is, but the upstairs, whoever the fuck's up there decides to lightly hammer shit every morning at like 9 a.m. But it's not like heavy hammering, like they're getting stuff done. It's like, just like a... Drives me fucking nuts.
Maybe they're trying to communicate with you.
Oh, maybe it's Morse code.
Maybe he's trying to jerk off.
How the fuck would they jerk off and...
Hammer the floor.
That would be impressive.
They're trying to...
They're like floor the humping.
With their dick. You know, that was a great visual.
That hurts. It's a painful visual, like imagining one in the wall and then just like ramming in the
masochists. Are you?
That's like a step above masochists. Are
you kink shaming,
Joey? Yeah, I am kink shaming. Shaming.
I saw someone. Shaming. I saw something about that.
She
on
said
Tumblr.
Shaming. I copied her and then was wrong.
I saw something on Tumblr. They're like, there was like this chick with blood down her face. She's like, oh, I got a nosebleed. And someone's like, oh, thank God, I thought you got your Red Wings. And someone's like, why is that a problem? It's like, because it's fucking gross.
Yeah.
So is eating shit.
Ugh. I like the video that we posted, the anti-feminazi thing that we were tagged in.
Oh, yeah.
Cause,
tagged you in?
Yeah, because I went in like expecting it to be like absurd and ridiculous. And I was like, but wait a second, wouldn't triggers be a good thing? Isn't that whole like part of PTSD therapy? And then they said it in the video, and I'm like, yeah, this is a great video. Woo!
Well, she's actually saying the opposite. She's saying... you know, people that cower behind triggers don't necessarily need it.
Well, trigger warnings
are
bad. Triggers are technically good.
Like being triggered?
Yeah, because it would be exposure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah. Like if you're not good at math and you hide from math, you're not going to be good at math.
Right, exactly. Or if you have a irrational fear of puppies, I find that being around puppies helped.
Yeah.
You know, to get rid of that fear.
Like Connor being irrationally afraid of you.
Yeah.
Or Ben, that is.
Yeah, Connor's swarmed up to me a bit.
Connor's so sweet.
Nico loves me. Nico licks my face.
Nico's weird because sometimes it's like, I don't know if you want to bite someone's face off or you want
to lick. Yeah, well, one time he came up to me and like actually scared me because he was like running at me and then like barked right in front of me and licked my face. And was like, I just had a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
No. I was convinced I was going to die and then love. Like, I don't
apparently,
know.
All
is what it's like to die to Seiko girlfriend?
All like, Malinois do that.
Like, get really angry up until the point of licking?
No, they like roll their teeth back and snap at people.
And
but
then
they're really
them?
Not trying to hurt you or anything.
They're really happy.
They're really excited, yeah.
Maligator.
They're maligators.
So last week we went to Fridays. Are we going to go to Fridays again?
That sounds like an idea because I don't want to drink.
Man, Austin's must be having a rough couple of weeks at work.
Yeah. Not like Nikki doesn't have a rough couple of weeks at work.
You drink at home.
Alone.
You can drink at my apartment.
No, you don't have nothing to drink at your apartment.
I do, you're just a weenie.
You're just
I've
a
got
weenie.
Jack whiskey.
Jack
other
is
types of
whiskey.
I know, I mean, I have Jack, another type of whiskey, and then corn whiskey.
I don't want the corn whiskey. That's the last thing I want in my life. And you don't have plenty to drink. You have plenty of whiskey to drink.
Yeah.
And? Your point?
I drink vodka. You bitch.
Okay, white girl? Then bring vodka over and then come.
Hashtag white girl.
You're a white girl. I'll fight you.
Not a white girl.
Yeah, you are.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Fuck. to a white bitch.
I had a thought. Oh, we should book our cruise soon. So if we should all start gathering our monies.
Okay. Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I have to save up for a trip to Europe next year.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's stupidly expensive.
Expensive. But... expensive.
Shut up. Expansive.
Expansive.
Expansive!
I don't
know what that was.
No, I can't talk about like big video games like Elder Scrolls because when I say how expansive it is, people think I'm talking about how much money it costs.
It's so expansive. It costs a lot of money? Be tired. I bought it for like $20.
Shut the fuck up. I wish I bought it for $20.
I bought it for $60 and then I think I bought it again for $60 on the PC.
I think...
I might have gotten it on a sale.
No, I got Skyrim for free because I got it with my Xbox.
Nice. I think I got it as part of a Bethesda bundle. So I think I paid $60 really just to get Skyrim, but I think I also got a couple of other Bethesda games.
No, I bought the anthology pack and that was like $60. And I haven't played all of them.
So you guys want to go do drugs?
Yeah. Let's go hit up your neighbors. Get that purple kush.
No, no reply from Austin.
Drugs are bad for you.
Okay.
Good. He should be the sane thought. Or wait, what's it called? The sane person in the room? They have a specific name for him?
The conscience.
Yeah, the conscience of
Jimmy Cricket.
The Austin.
The Austin of the group.
Yep. So let's do drugs.
Drugs. At Fridays? You think Fridays has drugs?
Yeah. Let's bring drugs to Fridays. What are you doing?
I was going to comb my hair, but I have hair gel in.
Yeah, stupid. So, let's go do drugs.
Yeah, drugs! Frosted Gaming does not partake nor endorse the use of drugs. If you don't believe this notice, you may kindly go fuck yourself.